You know, when we get into it and when we start looking at whether or not this report on a global warming ecologist issue, we'll see which side of the coin you fall on.
Okay.
I think it will be very interesting to find out. Would you be willing to do just about anything to reduce greenhouse gases?
I'm not going to answer that because it's a trick question.
You're learning, my friend.
No, but you know what? Even environmentalists are not willing to do what it really... I mean, would you be willing to live in an air-conditioning-free society?
Nope.
I wouldn't.
No.
Even my friends on the left are prone to say, "On a hot, gee, it's hot in here. I can hardly wait to get inside and cool off.
I can't wait to burn some trees and kill some ozone." All right, but we'll get to that in feedback. There's a couple other things we're going to do in feedback. But first, there's a new way the kids are getting high. You ever heard of the term beezin?
Beezin?
Yo, man, let's go beezin, man.
I've never heard.
Is this the cough syrup situation?
No, that's scissorp.
Oh, that's right. That's scissorp.
Yeah, yes. That's scissorp.
Or lean, as they call it down in Houston.
No, lean is that's old school. Oh, You're not hip. Okay.
Scissor, yes.
You got to stay up. You got to stay tight, man. It's scissor. All right, so there's
scissor is the Johnny Jolly problem. That's
no,
the,
that was like, lean. He was peddling the lean out of the trunk of his car. Yes.
It's like a swirl of cough medicine and alcohol and stuff.
Little codeine, a little candy, some soda.
Called lean because that's what it made you do.
Yeah, lean to one side.
Right.
Okay. I lean.
But this is beezin.
This is beezin, and that's where you take some Burt's Bees lip balm and put it on your eyelids.
That sounds horrible.
Is there anything in lip balm? It's beeswax.
What does it do?
Apparently, it makes you feel like you're drunk or high, according to the Utes.
It probably messes with your balance, messes with your equilibrium.
It may. How, though? I mean, what is it? What's in it?
Well, there's probably some chemical in it that does it, but why would... First of all, who discovered this?
You know,
somebody. Let's put this on our eyelids and see what happens,
dude.
What?
A doctor says it could be the peppermint oil in the lip balm causing a bit of burning and tingling. He says since you're really not supposed to have that on your eyes, it could cause irritation, redness, and swelling. So far, there's been no deaths. Kids are not dying from beezin yet.
In earlier radio life, I interviewed Bert of Bert's Bees.
Oh, really? Interesting fella.
The guy on the label has like a beard, a beard that's so bushy that all you see is his eyes.
Right. You're wondering, how do you get this stuff on your lips? Right. You can't even find your lips.
Right. That is exactly how Bert of Bert's Bees looks in real life.
Really? He's like the Gorton's fisherman.
Yeah.
With a beard.
Yeah. But, I mean, he's a real guy. He's a beekeeper.
Well, that makes sense.
And my sense is that in selling and marketing his product, that his product's not the same anymore.
Oh, probably not.
I don't think you could churn out enough bee honey and
He used to, back in the day, just take a hunk of beeswax and shove it on his face.
I believe he gave up the original marketing rights and the original recipe, and that Burt's Bees is not the way it used to be.
On Monday, a 59-year-old woman in New York City went missing, and her family called the cops. This is actually a good story. When she didn't return, and by the next day, her son decided to post her photo on the website Reddit. And within hours, Reddit users had spotted her walking down the street, stayed with her until police came. They rescued her. You know, we've referenced Reddit a few times with online conversations. There you go. Reddit was a hero one day. All right, back to what we normally do here. 37-year-old woman fell asleep on a British Airways flight from London to San Francisco last week. When she woke up, about 2 hours into the flight, she felt a hand on her breast, and it wasn't hers. Her seat was in the last row before the bulkhead. A guy behind her by the name of Vinay Panchampali had somehow squeezed between the bulkhead and the seats and reached around and stuck his hand up into the woman's shirt. This guy's going a long way just to cop a feel.
Wow.
When she woke up, she pushed his hand away and ran down the aisle to tell a flight attendant.
Why don't she just recline her seat suddenly and crush the guy to death?
Just pummel the crap out of the guy. A lot of other passengers witnessed what happened. And what, they didn't do anything about it? And while I guess they were willing to not stop in the press, they were willing to corroborate the woman's story. Vinay was arrested when the plane landed and charged with simple assault. Not that pesky, complicated assault that can get you so much. But
nothing simple about this. He crawled behind the seat.
Yeah. Good grief. Here you go. I promise you one good joke.
Oh, goody. It's my favorite part of the show. A quick look at the news.
We'll be the judge of that.
If the one joke comes early, you no longer have to listen to the rest of the segment.
I don't... Wait, no. That's not how this works.
Save the good one for last.
That's not how it works.
Can punch over to the country station where some Tim McGraw song is coming, and when it's over, come back here. It's okay.
That's not how this works.
No pressure.
That's not... No. All right, the Frozen soundtrack has now spent 11 weeks at the top of the album charts. For God's sake, people. Let It Go. There you go. There you go. Miley Cyrus has left the hospital. Ah, that's good. That's good. Her doctors are now looking forward to finally getting everything sterile again.
Jeez.
Hey-o.
Time magazine released its list of the most influential people. I looked through it, and I am somewhere between Emilio Estevez and the woman who played the accordion for Chumbawamba. So I got that going for me.
Chumbawamba had the accordion.
Did you see who's on the cover of that issue?
Beyonce.
Tell me Beyonce is the most influential person in the country.
It proves that they don't know what the definition of influential means. Maybe they've been flatulent. A woman in India who dresses like Spider-Man is running for public office.
Why not?
Expected to lose to a man who dresses like a politician. 80% of people with herpes don't know they have it. Tom, I warned you about that yesterday.
Now, wait a minute, though. There's a serious side to this. There's the herpes that causes, like, your lips. You have cold sores on your lips. A lot of people have
it. I don't know anything about that.
It's the nether regions herpes that people are worried about.
What is the joke tied to this?
The easiest way to tell if you have herpes is by asking yourself, have I slept with a Kardashian?
The Tim McGraw song will be over soon, then please come back.
Did you know that today is World Penguin Day? Penguins look dumb on land, but are very fast in the water, kind of like Michael Phelps.
That's not funny. Penguins, that's not even a joke.
Penguins can travel up to 22 miles an hour in the water. It helps them evade hungry sharks and an amorous Aquaman. Taco Bell.
But upscale Taco Bell, this is good.
Taco Bell is opening a series of fast, casual Mexican restaurants using better quality ingredients. The restaurants are expected to give customers, that's right, better quality diarrhea.
Can you do a Taco Bell story without talking about diarrhea?
When you think of Taco Bell now, anything would have to be better quality ingredients.
Sure.
Right?
It's like saying, oh, look, you have pneumonia. That's better than tuberculosis.
Lower quality ingredients would be what? Like sludge from the sewer.
There are 3,000 different types of bacteria on a $1 bill. Sorry, my bad. That's a Kardashian. I messed up. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. We'll be right back.
The situation in Ukraine still has a lot of people worried, and now the FAA is banning U.S. airlines from flying near Crimea. So if you were planning on a summer vacation to a place where families are torn apart by conflict, you'll have to stick with Disney World. And we already went on Small World! We already went on it! This is a weird story here. A man in Virginia is suing a doctor for mocking him while he was unconscious during a colonoscopy. Or the guy just took it the wrong way when the doctor was like, wow, what an a-hole. It's the most beautiful thing I've ever seen. It's perfect. Hey, I saw this week Ryan Seacrest is celebrating the 10th anniversary of his radio show. Yeah, when asked what he wanted for his anniversary, Seacrest was like, sleep. I'm so tired. I have 100 jobs.
Be the first to know when school's closed. Text SCHOOL to 39327 and get school closing alerts from the WSAU newsroom from AM 550, FM 99.9 and WSAU.com.